Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Life Large. This is Rob Braun. Good Monday morning to you. Let's see where we're at in the calendar. April 25th. We're just well into spring here. And we've definitely got spring going on here in Southern California. So I hope you're somewhere on the planet where it's starting to warm up a little bit. You're thawing. And if you got something to feel real appreciative about, we're going to talk a lot about appreciation today. So I do appreciate you joining me. As a reminder, Leading Life Large is your weekly opportunity to listen in on what you can do to help you to live life more fully. It's my opportunity to help shake things up a little bit for you, maybe shine a light on some areas in your life where you're playing it small, you're playing it safe, you're not taking chances, you're avoiding, you're missing out on part of what's grand and big about life. And we don't know how long life is, how short it is, and wouldn't it be a shame if we left the planet not having really done what we can do to live life as big as we possibly can. So every Monday morning, 9 a.m., Living Life Large, this is your opportunity to tune in and hear something that may be exactly what you need to hear to make some shifts, make some adjustments in your life. None of us have it wired. None of us have it all figured out. We've all got areas where we need to really take a look at it. Sometimes we need to have ourselves just kind of hit between the eyes to help us to realize that we need to make some shifts, make some adjustments in a particular area. You know, this past week I had, and I'll get to our topic here shortly. This past week I had so many opportunities to look at what I haven't figured out yet. You know, there's a part of me that thinks I really understand it all at times. I understand people. I understand the interactions. I understand myself in relationship to others. And this past week, I was given the opportunity, we're going to call it, to see where I don't have it all figured out and don't have it all wired and don't always understand where the other person may be coming from or where my place is and where my place is not. And there was some good lessons in that. And the reason I bring it up is, you know, we're all going to be confronted with times when we hear things or we learn things about ourselves or we have an experience, we have an opportunity that can shake us a little bit, that really forces us to take a look at how we're doing things and provide us an opportunity to shift and do things a little differently. And I think that's how a lot of it is around appreciation, but not like you might imagine it is. I think that's how it is around a lot of things that we struggle to accept, we struggle to see its value, its place, and we want to discount it. And it's easy to some things, and it'll make more sense as I go on this morning. It is so easy to discount some of the experiences of some of the people, some of the situations we have in our life, call them bad, call them things that we just want to get the hell out of our life so we can move on. And we miss out on some opportunities in there. So as you're joining the show this morning, and by the way, if you're joining live, thanks. I'm glad you're part of this. I hope that the 9 a.m. time makes it a little more doable for some folks. In fact, I know it has been. And by the way, you all responded beautifully last week by letting me know you want to hear more stuff that's not just totally business related, and I appreciate that. So it was nice to see you all back last week, and so that was cool. Thank you for that. So as we talk about appreciation, there's what I believe are the real obvious and the easy things to appreciate in our life. And I know for me, and I'll speak about personal this morning, and I want you related for yourself in your own life. I appreciate my wife. I appreciate the person who is part of my greatest supporter in business and in my personal life and everything that I do. And she's by my side. She's a count-on person. I have great appreciation for her. son. My son is 11 years old. He's almost 12 right now, and he's this really neat kid. And I appreciate who he is. I appreciate that I get to be his dad. And I appreciate that he also sees value in me. You know, that if we can win over one of our young people, not win them over, but that I can actually share things with him and be who I am, and he sees value in that rather than wanting to discount me. And I appreciate, you know, where I live. I appreciate that I'm here in Southern California right now, that it looks like we're going to have an 80-degree day outside. And these are things that are easy for us to appreciate. I appreciate my health. Even though I'm a little sore today, been working out real hard these past few weeks, those of you who have been listening know that my wife and I have been doing the P90X, and we're just going hard, going strong at it, and challenged by it. It's all great stuff. So I have appreciation for that. I've got appreciation for having my mental faculties that I can sit here and do this with you. I appreciate the courage that I have, that I try things and do things that I might not normally have, but I want to move forward. I want to make things happen. I want to live my life full on. And so I take chances in areas, and I'm grateful. I appreciate that part of me. I appreciate the part of me that has a soft and very gentle side, that's able to, you know, counter some of the big and bold energy I have with very sensitive, very, very caring, very gentle energy. So there's a lot of things that I can appreciate. And, you know, some things that I challenged you over these past few weeks is to appreciate some of the situations that you're in. For instance, if you're not in your ideal job, to find something about where you are to be fully appreciative of. In other words, to fully embrace, be glad that you've got this. It's my belief that you will not be able to bring in what you're wanting in lieu of what you have until you learn how to fully appreciate what you have. Fully appreciate what you have. That means fully appreciate your bank account, fully appreciate the home that you live in, even if it's not your ideal home. Fully appreciate the job that you're in, even if it's not your ideal job. Fully appreciate whatever you've got going on in your life right now that is what it is. It is what it is for right now. And so, and again, I think it's a little easier to do. And I think here's the big lesson I want to share this morning, or the challenge or the awareness, and that is that we really need to learn how to appreciate those things in our life that we really want the hell out of our life. You know, something I heard Anthony Robbins say years ago in one of his tape programs. He talked about when he encountered an adversary, right? Let's say that, here's a great example, real life one for me. I owned coffee houses years ago, and we had one down in Mission Valley down in San Diego, and less than half a mile from where we were, there was a Starbucks opening up. And, you know, the immediate, like, the gut was, oh, shit, you know, there goes my business, Starbucks is opening up, everyone will go there instead, and instead, what I did was I took some of Anthony Robbins' words at the time, and he says, when your adversary shows up, Starbucks, he goes, rather than fighting them and damning them and going, wish the hell they would leave, what we want to do is embrace them and go, thank you for showing up and forcing me to look at the game that I'm playing and forcing me to bring my game up to a bigger, bolder level. Thanks for showing up and challenging me to do it bigger than I've ever done it before. And I used the opportunity. I seized it, and our business grew, and it was all great, okay? The point is that when we have those people, and I think they're mostly people, but it could be situations, but it's mostly people or, I don't know, we'll call it people or situations that show up in our life that we immediately just want out of our life. And for any of you that has gone through a difficult separation with a spouse, you know what I'm talking about. If there's a husband or a wife, an ex, let's say, that you just know your life would be easier if they were just the hell out of your life. And the invitation is to take a look at, rather than seeing them as someone you want to get rid of, now you may not want them in your close circle, but I think there is a way that we can all learn how to appreciate what it is they do bring. even if everything they bring is ugly and nasty and mean-spirited, whatever that is. One of the things I was talking about with my son is that it's always wonderful, and this is how we frame it, it's wonderful when we encounter someone who's doing something to us that is just unfair, that's wrong, that's just not okay. And what it is a wonderful reminder of what it is that we don't want to become. So this is me talking to my son. So now I'm talking to you. If there's people out there that are just causing you hell in your life, they're a wonderful vision, reflection, whatever that is, of what it is that you don't want to be. They're a wonderful opportunity for you to grow beyond the pettiness that may be going on right now, the part of you that just wants to get rid of them. Rather than wanting to get rid of them, there's this opportunity for you to appreciate what they're bringing out in you. And it may be they're bringing out the worst in you. And that is a wonderful opportunity for you to take a look at that and ask yourself, is this how I want to be? Is this how I want to respond to people like this in my world? So it's an opportunity for you and I to take a look at our behaviors and how we're showing up on the planet to make some adjustments to that, that we would never have access to if it weren't for that difficult person. One of the questions I ask when I'm in front of leaders and I do trainings and I'm in groups, said, how many of you have an employee that you know that if they would just leave, your whole workload would be so much better? And almost without exception, almost everyone raises their hand. Yes, I've got one problem employee, one person that if they were gone, my life would be so much easier. And what I invite them to do, what I'm inviting you to do, is rather than seeing that person as the problem, as the source of your pain, I'm inviting you to see that person as an opportunity for you to grow in your leadership, for you to learn how to move that person in the direction you like to be able to move them, whether it be behaviorally or performance-wise. They are your wonderful opportunity for you to grow, become what you never imagined you could become in your own leadership. Learn to appreciate the challenge that they're bringing. Yes, they're difficult. That's why they're there. Yes, you don't know what to do with them. That's why they're there. They're your opportunity to learn how to deal with someone like that, rather than just getting rid of them. All right, so now I want to take things. So that's the situations, the people in our life that we just want to get rid of, and let's learn how to appreciate them, embrace them, see the value that they bring for us. And to take things a step further, we all have, and this is going to be around money. We all appreciate money. We appreciate having it. We don't appreciate not having it. And one of the things that I found so valuable, and I'm going to tell you flat out, and I've shared things at the beginning of the year that attributed to some of my financial successes, and I want to share this one piece right here that had a huge, huge impact in my ability to make money. And that was my appreciation, not only for the money that I had, but for the money that was going out. Not only appreciation for money that was coming in from my clients, but appreciation for the money that was going out, the money that I was paying to my mortgage company, my utility company, the franchise tax board, the property tax bill, all the kinds of things that typically we sit down and write these checks and we go, damn, that's a lot of money going out. Damn, that sure dent my budget. Damn, I sure wasn't expecting that one to come in right now. If you get quarterly tax bills or when you pay property taxes, I know here in California we get hit every December and April, I think it is, and we get these large tax bills. So one of the things that helped me, and this is from Robert Scheinman in his book, How to Busting Loose from the Money Game. Great, great book, by the way, in helping to frame your relationship with money. And one of the things he talks about in there is how important it is that it's a way that we recognize and honor money always. And so whenever I have to write them the check, and this is coming from Robert. So when I write the check out to, let's say, my mortgage company, that what I want to do is I want to write it with this deep, deep sense of appreciation. Thank you. Thank you for being my lending company or my mortgage company allows me to have bought this home and to raise my family in it. Thank you for allowing me to have this home so it's this wonderful refuge for when I go out in the world, I've got this wonderful, warm, safe, comfortable place that I call my own and I get to come back home to. There's a place that my wife gets to, you know, go out into our kitchen. She gets to create these beautiful, wonderful meals, which is her great passion, desire. And all of this is because my mortgage company, and the lenders, everybody was a part of all that, conspired together to allow us to be able to have this home, and we get to write this check out every month and be able to have this. My utility company, to be able to appreciate the fact that right this moment that I sit in front of my computer, I've got energy, that I've got electricity, and I've got lights, and if I want to play some music, I've got that. My cell phone that I'm able to conduct business on wherever I travel and almost anywhere that I am. And so when I write that check out to my Sprint company every month, instead of going, damn, that's a lot. How many units am I getting for this plan? And all I'm doing is getting two phones, and this is how much this stuff costs. If I turn that around and go, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be able to have this service that makes my business world so much more efficient and allows me to stay connected to people I want to stay connected to, even when I'm on the road or even when I'm, traveling or on vacation or wherever the heck I am. So the idea is to learn how to appreciate and show appreciation and feel appreciation for these services out there that have made themselves available. And even if, gang, let's go back to that exigent, even if you're writing that alimony check or that child support check, which, by the way, that's one you ought to be feeling good about writing anyway, that these are wonderful opportunities for you to get in right relationship with your money by showing full-on and feeling full-on appreciation. On some level, the recipient of those checks, those dollars, deserves it. So they deserve it. So they deserve the money that they're getting. It's not for us to say they don't deserve it. They deserve it. They've worked for it. They've created it. They've created their own abundances, whatever that is. And you get to be a participant in that. Let me tell you what happens. I believe it so completely. When you and I are able to value and appreciate the role that we're able to participate in creating abundance for someone else, we open the floodgates for abundances to come our direction. Now, there may be one or two of you going, that is such bullshit. It's not, man. I'm telling you, and women, I'm telling you, that the universe is paying attention. And I will tell you that probably one of the most difficult years I had was the year that I fully practiced every check that I wrote out, feeling, expressing, demonstrating my full appreciation for who was going to be receiving these dollars because of what I was getting in return for it. Full-on appreciation. During those times right there that I was able to do it during those times right there, and by the way, trust me, this was a tough sell to my wife at times, okay? When we're having to work hard and we're having to really, tighten our belts up and do all this. I was so damn committed because I believed in Shiloh and I believed that Robert was telling me something that I believe. Tough to accept and tough to practice, but I'm telling you, I believe and I attribute making that shift. I fully attribute making that shift, along with some other things that I did, for bringing the kind of abundances that came about later that year and the following year and ever since. That money has been coming in a way that makes sense now because of some of the things that I did in helping to create that. And one of those, as I'm sharing with you this morning, is showing great, great appreciation for everyone that I'm signing a check over to. So as a recap, I believe that for all of us, what happens is when we demonstrate appreciation, and you can call it gratitude, you call it whatever you want, when we truly appreciate what we've got, what we have available to us, what's coming into us, even when it's difficult, I believe that's where the successes and that's where the abundances are going to lie. when I'm able to appreciate those people that are making my life difficult, I get to become someone I would never become if that person or that situation had never presented itself. For those of you out there that may be without a job right now, tough, tough situation. I know about that. Finances could be really tough. I know about that. If you are able to somehow find appreciation, find something in that to feel good about and grateful for, I believe it begins to shift your outcomes. If you can show appreciation for those people that are making your life difficult, whether it be an employee, current spouse, ex-spouse, one of your teenage children, your next-door neighbor, your boss, if you can find a way for you to appreciate them and what they're gifting you as far as opportunity, you're going to grow from it. I'm not saying you have to like and accept everything that they're bringing. I'm saying if you can appreciate what they're bringing, that you can become a better person. And if you can also begin to start appreciating when you write those checks out to the people that you're sending checks out to, appreciate the fact that you actually do have that money in the bank right now to be able to cover that check. That's something. And then appreciation for what you're getting in return. And I believe what happens is, I'm telling you, if you can practice this, what will happen is your relationship around money is going to get real different. It just is. And the universe is paying attention. And you're readying yourself to be able to have that come in. You don't even know where it's coming from right now. But if you can do that, you're able to open avenues that just wouldn't be open otherwise. So this week, my invitation for you is to show appreciation. Now, you may not be able to feel it yet. I get that. That's a practice, and that's something that does take practice. But if you can begin to shift your perspective, shift your attitude to an attitude of appreciation this week for the things that normally you lack appreciation for, either the things that you have around you you're taking for granted. You may have great things and you may have abundances around you that you have not paused to say thank you for and thanks for having these in my life. Right? So that's one. You may have situations that are not ideal, but maybe it's time for you to start showing appreciation for what you do have, ideal or not. When you can appreciate what you've got, you begin to start attracting what you want. And then start looking at those people that really cause problems for you, that make life difficult for you, that make your job as a manager or supervisor difficult, that make your role as a spouse difficult, that make your role as a parent difficult. If you begin to start to appreciate what they're bringing, that you can become a better person, start appreciating them. And then finally, as you're writing out those checks, and this is all around money, you can begin to appreciate everyone that you're sending monies out to and show appreciation. And I know I kind of mixed things up a little bit. We brought difficult people and situations and money, but it's all related. It's all related somehow. There are opportunities for us to demonstrate appreciation, demonstrate gratitude. And when we're able to do that, we are opening ourselves up to receiving in ways you cannot even imagine right now. But I'm telling you, you're opening yourself up for it. So practice appreciation this week. Look for opportunities. The times when you normally grumble, you're pissy, you're judgmental, you want them out of your life, you want things to change, begin to start showing appreciation, and that will begin to start setting your life in motion for the change that you want. All right? So with that, I'm glad you joined Leading Life Large, your Monday morning must. I hope you're making that. Make it a point also to go on a Blog Talk Radio and look at the profile. Look up Leading Life Large or Rob Braun, and what you'll do is you'll find a place right there where you can follow the show. Go ahead and hit that, and what will happen is each week you'll get this hourly or an hour before the show reminder saying, hey, you know, Leading Life Large is about to come on an hour. Make sure to tune in. Whether you join me live or you download it later on, I'm glad you chose for yourself to join in and to hear something for yourself that can make a difference for you. This week we're talking about appreciation. So look for those opportunities to demonstrate, to show, and really feel appreciative for what you've got and what's in front of you. So with that, don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Begin it today. To take from Anthony Robbins, when would now be the best time to get started? Have a fantastic week. Have an appreciative week. And let me let you know that I appreciate you for joining me this morning and being a part of my life and a part of what I have to offer. Have a fantastic week. Lead your life large. Have a great week. Bye-bye now.